Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store consulting a book. Abner is just rushing in from the feed room. Listen.
Hey, Lum! Lum! You know what, Lum?
Don't interrupt me, Abner. I'm reading.
Yeah, but let me tell you what happened. That Robert is out doing this one thing I've ever seen in my whole life. He can lift sacks of feed, Lum.
Lift? Sacks of feed.
He done it.
Oh,
he done it.
Watch yourself. Don't go around saying things like that. People think you're pitched in the head.
Well, he done it, though, Lum. See, I figured out which button to push on that little radio box, and he'll bend over and pick up a sack of feed just like a human. And a whole lot easier, too. That Robert's strong.
Are you telling the truth?
Yes, sir. I bound you Robert is stronger than Cedric, even. Though, because I'd just like to see them two get into a wrestling match one time.
You mean you can make that thing do what you want to by just pressing them buttons?
Yeah, if you press the right ones, you can. You know, I believe if we'll study on that thing a while, we can get Robert to do a lot of stuff around the store here for us.
Well, we honor more of an invention than I ever allowed it was.
Yeah.
When we first put it together, I never thought much of it. In fact, just looking up something about it in this book.
Does it tell about it?
Well, not direct.
What book is it you got there?
It's,
Don't come out the suitin'. Start talking about somebody called Xylophone there, and they never do tell whether they get married and live happy or nothing. Just word. That's all that's got in
it. I was studying over that diagram that Dr. Grill wrote, and I don't think that name he wrote on her is Robert at all.
Huh?
Looks to me more like it's R-O-B-O-T.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what Grandpa said yesterday, but both of us had sense enough to know if that ain't no word.
Well, I think it is a word, though.
It is?
Yeah, it seems to me like I've saw that word somewhere before. And I was just starting to look it up when you come in just now.
Well, did you find it?
Well, not yet. I just now got down to the R.O.'s.
Oh.
Let's see here. Robber, robbery, robe, robin.
He ain't no robin. He ain't got no feathers. I know that.
No. Robert. I granny, that's it right there. R.O.B.O.T.
Well, I do know.
I know it out here, Dad. R.O.B.O.T. Robot. A working, self-acting machine apparently having the power of thought. An automaton. Granny, if he can do that, he's smarter than you are.
Well, what is that there, automaton?
That's a robot.
Oh! Sure, what's the matter with me? What's a robot?
I just told you. A working, self-acting machine.
I know, that's Robert. That's him all right there. The workingest machine I've ever seen in my whole life.
No, that ain't his name, though. It ain't Robert, it's Robot.
Well, why can't we call him Robert the Robot, Mom? I don't believe we can change his name now, because he answers to Robert, I believe.
Answers to it?
Well, sort of. He does things when I call him Robert and push them buttons.
Oh. Well, I don't hardly think it makes much difference, no way.
Well, it might now. Better not take no chances. Aunt Charity Spears claims that sometimes if you change a young'un's name, it makes him left-handed.
Well, I don't reckon that'd have much effect on a mechanical man, though. Just for humans.
Hey, Douglas, if you seen Robert lifting them 100-pound sacks of feedback there, you'd have thought he was a human. You know, Lum, he could be a lot of help to us around the store here. Save me doing all that lifting back there.
Well, yeah, but we can't use him.
Well, I need some help, though. Can't use him.
Why, of course not.
Well, why can't we? All we got to do is just press them buttons. I'll be proud to take over the button-pressing job, Lum. Just sit there in a rocking chair all day long, that little radio box my lap, and steer Robert around.
Just what I feared of. But you're forgetting one thing. He don't belong to us.
Huh?
He belongs to Dr. Fontaine Grill. Huh? What's more, Dr. Grill never wanted us to even open the box he was in.
Oh, well, he'll never know nothing about it, Mom. He's a long ways away from here. He's in Washington, Dr. Grill.
Yeah, but if he'd walk in here someday and see that thing walking around the store, he might lose to us. I don't know. See him working.
Reckon he might show up.
Well, he'd have a right to, I think. He paid us to keep the box here and not monkey around with it till he called for it again.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Olam. He just paid us for 1 week storage for that box, didn't he? And it's been here 2 weeks now.
And then that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure it is. So he's behind his rent. He owed us something right there.
Well, he'll more than likely send us some more money to cure another week's storage.
Yeah, but he ain't done it yet, has he?
Well, no.
All right, then. Why not just let Robert work out what Dr. Grill owes us?
You mean actual hire Robert to work here in the store?
Why, sure. Just put him on regular wages. Only, of course, we won't have to pay him nothing until the storage bill's paid up in full.
Well, I don't know. We'd have to go to all the trouble to get him a Social Security number. I don't know where you can get one for a machine or not.
Well, he can borrow mine. I don't hardly ever use it nowhere.
And then we'd have to figure the withholding tax from his wages.
Oh.
I'm feared, but by the time we got done deducting all that stuff from his wages, it'd take him months to pay off 1 week's storage bill.
Well, we'll give him a raise then. How about that?
The only trouble with that is we'd have to get permission from the OP&A for whether we could give him a raise.
Oh, has he got a ceiling on him?
Must have.
Well, maybe he wouldn't come under that long as he ain't actually a human long. He's just a batch of metal.
Yeah, come to think of it, he'd more than likely come under the little steel formula.
Well, I'd say he'd come under the big steel formula. He's bigger than any human I ever seen.
And then another thing we'd run into is the child labor law.
Child labor law?
Yeah, we'd run right smack into that thing.
How come?
Well, you can tell by looking at him how shiny he is. He couldn't be more than a year old.
Oh.
Oh, they'd clamp right down on us, just sure as a world.
My dog is for just a year old young, and he's the strongest thing I ever seen. I never seen a year old baby could pick up a 100-pound sack of feed and carry it around on.
I don't believe I ever did either.
No, we got something right there if he can't do nothing else. Yeah, we could paint some wrinkles in his forehead and get him a gray wig. I don't believe they'd ever know the difference, Long. Take a hammer and pound up his legs and arms to where he'd look like an old piece of junk.
No, we can't do nothing to ruin him. Don't forget, he ain't ours. Now, I think we'd be better just take him apart again and put him back in that box.
Put him back, huh?
I hate to put him in a box.
Well, I hate to do that, too, Mom. I've sort of got used to having him around the store here now. Or around the feed room, anyway. I just don't believe I could bring myself to take him apart, Mom. That wouldn't seem right. Besides, that's hard work unscrewing all them bolts and everything.
Well, I can't help it. That's the only... Wait a minute. Here comes Cedric up out there. Maybe we can get him to help take him apart.
Well, Lum, couldn't we just keep him together another day or two? I want to bring Elizabeth down here and let her watch him lift them sacks of feed. She always comes. What was that, Cedric?
That's what everybody in school is saying nowadays. Hello, characters.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know. How's Robert?
Oh, you know about him, Cedric?
Well, I ain't met him formal, but Mr. Grandpap was telling me about him. I'm just dying to see him get acquainted with him.
Well, I don't blame you.
Might get him for one of my chums.
Oh, he'll make you a dandy, Cedric. Yes, sir. I want to see you and him wrestle. That's what I
want
to see.
Well, I don't want to wrestle with nobody.
Well, you might learn to like Robert. Come on back there in the feed room. I'll show you the outcastest thing you ever set eyes on. He can pick up sacks of feed, Cedric.
Can he show him?
Oh, he can do it. Come on, I'll show him to you.
Wait a minute. Here's some mail for you, Mr. Lum. It's a postcard from that Mr. Grill.
Mr. Grill?
And then I thought we'd be hearing from him.
Oh, me, I hope he ain't paying at the storage. What did he say, Long?
Oh, wait just a second. Says, Dear Mr. Edwards, sorry I haven't contacted you sooner, but have been delayed here in Washington.
Well?
Please keep the box another week. Am short of cash at present.
Hooray!
So we'll have to send you storage money later.
Hot dogs.
Thanks for your kindness, Dr. Fontaine Grill.
All right, doggies. That's the best postcard I ever seen. Now we can put Robert to work.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
All right, doggies, now you're talking. Hey, Robert, you're hard. All right, doggies, you're hard.
Well, you can't hire a machine, can you?
Yeah, this one you can, I think. Come on, Cedric, I'll show you what he can do.
This
come on back
I'm
here.
I'm dying to see. I'm right with you.
He's right back here, right through this door here. Now, there he is. See him?
Well, Uncle Doggone, he's a big cover.
Yeah. Robert, this here is Cedric Weehum.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Robert? Pleased to make your acquaintance. Can he shake hands?
Well, he more likely can. I ain't figured out which buttons to make him do that yet.
Which button?
Yeah. See this little radio box here?
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, you just press one of these buttons here to make him do different stuff. Hey, come back here, Cedric. What's the matter?
Oh, I sound like a rattlesnake.
Well, come on back in here. Doggies, don't start running that way. You'll have a runaway.
Mm.
You keep getting scared of everything like that. I'm going to have to put a rope and a weight like you used to throw out of a wagon to keep a horse from running away. Look at his eyes light up there, Cedric.
You know, I'll be doggone. Like a fish. Boy.
Now watch, Cedric.
My Bruno. He's bending over forward.
Yeah, watch him. Look at him then. Now watch him grab hold of one of them sacks there. See, watch him.
Oh, he missed it.
Yeah, well, them sacks wasn't quite in the right place. Here, you hold the box while I move the sacks.
Yes, ma'am. I'm dying to work him.
Yeah, I'll fix that. I'm going to move it right over here. Now, is that better, Robert? All right, Cedric, push a button. The third one from the left there.
Yes, ma'am. This is here.
Yeah, that's... Hey, Robert, let go.
Oh, Mr. Robert,
put me down. Put me down, Robert. Cedric, push the button.
I don't know which one to push here.
Robert, you're squeezing the breath out of me. Help! Help!